From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The head of the administration's Medicare program concedes the government-run healthcare website hasn't worked as well as it should and is apologizing for it. Marilyn Tavenner tells the House Ways and Means Committee that healthcare.gov is undergoing daily improvements.
We are committed to improving the consumer experience with healthcare.gov. While we continue this work, I encourage people to continue to apply by phone, by mail, or by finding local help in their community.
Tavenner is the most senior official yet to face tough questions about the problems that have prevented millions of people from signing on for coverage as mandated under the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Premiums and deductibles for Medicare patients will stay the same in 2014. NPR's Julie Rovner reports it's the third straight year Medicare costs have come in flat or lower than predicted.
The monthly premiums for Medicare outpatient coverage will remain at $104.90, officials announced, and the annual deductible at $147. Medicare costs have grown much slower in the past 5 years than at any point in the program's history, in part, say officials, due to changes made by the Affordable Care Act. Seniors are also saving due to another change made by the health law. The closing of the so-called donut hole gap in prescription drug coverage has saved Medicare beneficiaries more than $8 billion since the health law passed, according to Medicare officials. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Survivors of Hurricane Sandy will light up the shore this evening to mark exactly 1 year since the storm made landfall. Memorials and vigils are planned across New York and New Jersey. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
On Staten Island, residents will light candles by the waterfront at dusk. All along the Jersey shore, people will bring flashlights to the beach from Atlantic City to Asbury Park. Sandy made landfall at about 7:30 p.m. on October 29, 2012. Floodwaters from the storm crashed into densely populated coastal communities in New Jersey and Long Island. In New York City, the storm surge flooded subways and tunnels and knocked out power to much of lower Manhattan. The storm was blamed for at least 181 deaths in the U.S. A year later, thousands of people remain displaced from their homes. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
The Senate is debating the merits of Stand Your Ground state laws in the wake of the public attention surrounding the 2012 death of an unarmed teenager and his killer's acquittal earlier this year. Today, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin opened the hearing with a declaration that the laws have been abused. Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the laws, some form of which exists in at least 22 states, protect a person's right to self-defense. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 58 points at 15,628. NASDAQ off slightly at 3940. S&P 500 up 5 at 1767. This is NPR. In Brazil, police say they've detained 90 people following violent protests overnight. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports there are almost daily confrontations with police in both Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo.
The protests that broke out over the summer in Brazil are no longer the mass movements they once were. They are now smaller, covering a range of issues, and very violent. The latest demonstration was protesting the shooting death of a teenager. Police say the shooting was accidental, and the officer is in custody pending an investigation. At least 5 commuter buses and 3 tractor-trailer trucks were burned by the protesters last night. There was also the looting of stores. Brazil will be hosting the World Cup in 2014 and the Olympics in 2016, and the violent protests have raised concerns about security ahead of the Games. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.
The UN Arab League envoy to Syria met with a senior opposition figure in Damascus today as he tries to pave the way for a peace conference on Syria in Geneva next month. However, the envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, is facing resistance from the Syrian National Coalition over the fate of President Bashar al-Assad. They have said they would not agree to talks until Assad was forced from office. Home prices have been rising at a faster rate than any other time in the last 6 years in the U.S. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index marks a nearly 13% increase in August from the year before. All 20 major cities surveyed showed year-over-year gains. The increase is most notable in Las Vegas. A region dragged down by record foreclosures in recent years is now touting the fastest pickup in home prices in the nation. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support.